USA News. I'm Lance Pry. President Biden and the First Lady arrive in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania this morning. An itinerary was not announced for the day trip. In the past, I-95 has closed down for presidential visits, so that's a possibility today. Expect extra congestion on 95 and the 676. Chicago mayor-elect, 47-year-old Brandon Johnson, will take office today. Facing a surge of illegal immigrants in need of shelter, Johnson is also facing pressure to build support among skeptical business leaders and summer months that historically bring a spike in violent crime to the Windy City. Spokesman Ronnie Reese said in a statement, Mayor-elect Johnson's top priority remains building a better, stronger, and safer Chicago where all residents can live and work free from the threat of violence. End quote. Talks will resume this week aimed at keeping the United States from defaulting.
President Biden is planning to meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders tomorrow. Despite a June 1st deadline to raise the nation's debt limit approaching, Biden maintains a glass-half-full attitude.
I remain optimistic because I'm a congenital optimist, but I really think there's a desire on their part as well as ours to reach agreement. I think we'll be able to do it.
The White House held the first round of discussions last week. Economists warned that a default could cause a global financial crisis. Biden, though, has said that a default is not an option. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Newly announced Twitter CEO Linda Yaccarino is giving thanks to Elon Musk. Yaccarino tweeted she has long been inspired by Musk's vision to create a brighter future, adding that she was excited to build Twitter 2.0. Musk announced last week that the former NBC Universal Chair of Global Advertising and Partnerships would take over for him as CEO, while Musk transitioned to Executive Chair and Chief Technology Officer. This is USA News.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out.
Jen, you sure you want to pick up the tab? That meal was kind of pricey.
Happy to. I've got the cash. I just switched my cell service to Red Pocket Mobile and put about $600 a year back in my pocket. And their service is amazing.
$600? That's serious cash. How'd you find Red Pocket?
You know I research everything. I wanted to keep my quality service, but just not pay as much. Red Pocket plans start at just $10 a month, and you're in control. You keep the same phone and same number with amazing nationwide coverage and no long-term commitment.
So, you love your cell company and you're saving around $600 a year? What's the catch?
No catch. Millions of people just like me have already made the switch.
How do I get started with Red Pocket?
Just send them a text. But hurry, because right now you can get an additional 50% off.
Text MORE to 200-300 and you can save $600 or more every year on your cell phone bill. Text MORE to 200-300 right now to get an exclusive link for an additional 50% off. Text MORE to 200-300. Text MORE to 200-300.
Who's to blame if the nation defaults on its debt? Well, that depends on who you ask.
Congressman Byron Donald says there is just one person to blame for the debt limit crisis.
Joe Biden doesn't lead. Joe Biden doesn't have a plan. Joe Biden doesn't have a strategy. And what Joe Biden brings America to every single time is a crisis point.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, the Florida Republican said Biden is leading the nation into default by refusing to negotiate. However, President Biden is sounding hopeful a deal will be reached. Speaking to reporters after giving a commencement speech at Howard University, he said some progress has been made in weekend negotiations. Biden and congressional leaders are set to meet again this week. I'm John Schaefer.
Daniel Penny, who's facing second-degree manslaughter charges in New York, is getting money for his defense from online donors.
Penny's lawyers started a legal defense fund and have raised over $1 million from over 25,000 donors so far. Penny's lawyers say he acted in self-defense when he put Jordan Neely in a chokehold that killed him on a Manhattan subway earlier this month. Penny was released on $100,000 bond and is due back in court on July 7th. I'm Dave Collins.
More is known from a metallic-looking rock that smashed through the roof of a residential home in New Jersey's Hopewell Township last week. It is confirmed to be a meteorite. Scientists confirmed it, and it's a rare one, about 4.6 billion years old, in a class called stony chondrite. Lance Pry, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.